Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me today, Dr. Gary Moore. Gary, you're pioneering the way forward here. And I mean way out front on the bleeding edge of patient treatment during this COVID pandemic.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
An article was published about you recently, and the thing that really got me was the extraordinary measures that you have put into place within your facilities in order to make it possible for patients to come in to get emergency service and more. And of course, we'll talk about that as we kind of go through our time together here. Dr. Moore, tell us a little bit about yourself first, if you don't mind, and Star Dental Clinic, and then we'll talk about these measures that you put in place.
You bet. I've been a general dentist for almost 35 years now, practicing in a private practice. I've got three brothers, a brother-in-law, and a sister-in-law that are all dentists also. And I've been practicing here in Colorado Springs since 2010.
So you've been at this for quite a while. You come from a family of dental practitioners, but you're also very proactive. And here we are in the midst of the outbreak, and you stopped everything you were doing to introduce some new technology into your practice, to everything from how things are built and procedures that you're doing and several other things. You want to talk that through?
Of course. As we all know, the COVID-19 crisis has put us into a whole new world, and medical has become a big part of that. So at this point in our life, we've got to reconsider how we treat dental patients in our dental clinic. My feeling is that if we don't protect the patient, the staff, and myself, we're going to be in a lot worse shape than we already are. That means, for me anyway, that we developed what's called a type of negative pressure room. And basically, in a nutshell, that's a dental operatory suite that's enclosed that's able to pull all the air out of the suite and replace it about every 3 minutes with fresh air. That keeps the aerosol mists under control. It filters the air, and then it's put it to the outside as clean air. And so not only are we purifying air in the building, we're pulling that air out as the patients are in the room and cleaning it and pushing that bad air back out to the environment. What's good about this is that it is used in hospitals routinely for infectious disease patients. My feeling is that everybody's got to be treated the same. As we know, we've got patients and people that walk around with asymptomatic issues. They don't know they have a problem or other virus or any other virus or infectious disease. If we can treat patients this way, and we can, especially according to the CDC, then we have a chance of minimizing exposure to other patients, all about my staff and myself. That's why I did this.
And, of course, big changes in the number of patients you are able to see, the distancing and the cleaning and everything that has to be done between patients. So how many patients a day were you treating before this all hit, and how many will you be able to treat as we start to open the state back up and loosen some of the restrictions on stay at home?
Right. With my associates working, we would see 60 to 70 patients a day before this all happened. Now we'll probably go down to about a third of that, so 15 to 25, depending on procedures. And that can be good and bad. Obviously, we have a large patient base that wants to be seen, but at the same time, we're limited on space. And that's where the new construction's coming in, and with the new technology that we've got to create rooms individually so one is not dependent on the other, we'll be able to grow into a more normal practice in the future, but that will take some time.
So each room essentially self-contained and doing its own, having its own set of filtration apparatus, that technology filters down to microns, which are obviously very tiny and are meant to trap pathogens in the air, essentially. Is that the right way to say that?
That's right. That's correct. The purifiers that we use they purify the air down to 0.003 microns. The CDC recommends 0.3 microns. And so we're over-purifying the air, so to speak, just so we are as clean as possible, which is all the basis of this. As you know, Ted, I have an immunocompromised child at home. I would take my child into that operatory and be very comfortable treating him there. And we have a lot of older patients with other problems, heart disease, diabetes, that type of thing, that shouldn't be introduced to any type of infection. And whether or not it becomes the standard of care for the industry is not really up to me, but for me, two issues. I wouldn't sleep very well if I knew that I wasn't doing everything I could do to protect the patient, myself, and my staff. And if a patient contracted something and, God forbid, dies, I don't want that on my shoulders. And so that's my personal opinion. And a lot of doctors may not agree with that, and I respect that. But for me, this is my standard of care. And I understand that it's not the law, and I understand it's not what everybody wants to do. But right now, I'm not going to wait for somebody to make that decision, because, as you know, it only takes one patient to ruin your career.
Which, naturally, you're taking every possible step to avoid by, again, these extraordinary measures that you've taken.
Right. And that's why we've even incorporated teledentistry, or some people call it telemedicine, where we're able to have the patients text us, hey, here's a photo of an issue I'm having. What can be done? What's the cost of it? When can I get in? And I'm able to look at all of those, let the patient know, and hey, this is what's going on. We'd like to get you in for this. Let's get you an appointment for here. This is about how long it's going to take. We'll put you in a negative pressure room. We'll get, filter the air, make everybody as safe as possible, and get these procedures done for you. I foresee this as the future of dentistry.
Yeah, there's an element of this where you're treating everybody as though there is the possibility that they could be either carrying or they could be made ill, or that they have a special sensitivity, which is the thing that's really driving all of this.
Absolutely. And again, I go back to, I have to protect myself. I have to protect my staff also. I can't afford to bring anything home to my family, especially my immunocompromised son.
Right, right.
So we take measures of changing the clothes. You know, we have to change our clothes before we leave, and we have a laundry service, and when I get home, I go, you know, basically run naked through the house and go get in the shower. You know?
And, everything off the front door, yeah.
Yeah, you know, always close the windows, honey. I'm home. So, you know, we are in a new world as of now. And the sooner we recognize this, the sooner we can make the necessary changes and let's move on with our lives. But let's do it in a smart way. And I'm not going to lie, there's considerable expense involved in doing this, but I don't see any other choice for myself.
And I know that your patients appreciate that very much. You are offering full and extensive services to the community. You are welcoming Medicaid, veterans, new patients. You are fully operational. And if somebody is needing to see you or needing some problems addressed, what's the best contact information to offer right now?
Just give us a call at the office number, the 719-597-7979. And from there, they can make a phone call, and if they decide, hey, I'd like to text a picture, the staff would be happy to give them that information on how to do that. And then we'll basically, in a nutshell, the patient will show up at the office, we'll text them while they're in their car, have them come on up into the office and directly put to a negative pressure room, and get started.
Dr. Gary Moore, owner of Star Dental, taking extraordinary steps and implementing extraordinary safety measures to make sure that you as his patients are safe and he as and his staff are safe as well. You kind of don't have a dental practice without each other, so I see how all this works.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate the time.
And that's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. We'll be back next Sunday at 7 a.m.